You may be seated, and if you would turn your Bibles to Galatians chapter 3, Galatians chapter 3, I want to talk to you this morning about the blessings of redemption. When you redeem, what did the Lord Jesus Christ do for you? I'm going to be using this text because I'm going to be preaching along this subject matter for several weeks to come, the Lord willing. Galatians 3:13. It talks about us being redeemed. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every man that hangeth on a tree, everyone that hangs on a tree. Why? That the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, I want you to look at verse 29, because here is where you get the blessing. If you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. I want to preach to you today, and I want you to know that you can live under the blessings of God. Too many people, they live under the curse, and they just accept things as they are. And they just live and accept whatever life dishes out to them. They don't use their faith. They don't rise up in their faith. They don't even know what belongs to them and how to enjoy all the blessings that God has for them. God wants us to live a blessed life. The Bible says, the blessings of the Lord it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. I'm not just talking about finances. I'm talking about every area of your life. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And God has listed the blessings and God has listed the curses in Deuteronomy chapter 28. The latter part of Deuteronomy chapter 28 talks about every sickness and every disease and all the heartaches and all the troubles that can come to the human race. And God says that is what the curse of the law is. But if you are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, you are no longer under the curse. So I want you to listen very carefully today to what God has to say about you. What does God have to say about you? Well, look at Deuteronomy 28 and 3. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the fields. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Your child is blessed. Your boy is blessed. Your girl is blessed. Your grandchildren are blessed. No matter what the devil tries to do to them, no matter how far he tries to take them out of sin, into sin, look at them and say, you are blessed. You are blessed. You are the fruit of my body. And I want to tell you something. You are blessed. You are sitting in the house of the Lord today because you are the fruit of my body. And you are blessed, blessed, blessed. Go on and praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. You know, thousands of people, their children are out in the world. And many times they just give up on them. They're running wild. They're hanging out in the clubs, they're drinking, they're doping, they're sleeping around, they're living crazy and about to drive you crazy. But listen to me, when the doctors give up, when the psychiatrists can't help them, when the institutions give up and they are running you crazy, when nothing seems to be working, just turn them over to Jesus because Jesus can deliver them out of the curse. Hallelujah. That's what I did with my children. Every one of them are serving God today. Every one of them are delivered. Every one of them are born again. God has delivered us from the curse. He said, blessed shall be the fruit of your body. If you got children, start claiming that promise and tell the devil, you're not having my children. You'll have to walk through the blood of Jesus Christ and you'll have to crawl over him to even get to my children, because my children are the fruit of my body and they are blessed and highly favored of God. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. God said the fruit of your body is blessed. He said, I'll bless your ground. He said, I'll bless you with increase. And I want you to look at verse 5, Deuteronomy 28 and 5. Blessed shall be your basket and your store. See, poverty is not a blessing. Poverty is a curse. God said, I will bless your body. I will bless your store. God wants you to have plenty. Amen. More than enough. He's the El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough. And we are as and joint as with Jesus Christ, and all the treasures of the glory world and all the treasures that are in this book, they belong to you and they belong to me if you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. So don't let the devil rob you of your blessing. Look at Deuteronomy 28 and 6. God said, blessed shall you be when you come in and blessed shall you be when you go out. Hallelujah. God said, I will bless everything that you put your hands on. God wants you blessed. His word is forever settled in heaven, and we need to settle his word here on earth. Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. There's no lack in heaven. There's no sickness in heaven. There's no disease in heaven. There's no sin in heaven. Praise God. God has redeemed us from the curse of the law, and every blessing belongs to us as children of the Most High God. Somebody go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Let God be true and every man a lie. You know, I love the scripture where it says God's anger is but a moment, but his favor is for a lifetime. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I'm blessed and highly favored of God. Look at him. Tell him, I am blessed and highly favored of God. Say it again. Just feels good. I am blessed and highly favored of God. See, I'm preaching the word of God, and God wants you to be blessed. I want you to think about this now. Listen to me, because God has commanded his blessings upon you. So let me ask you something. When God commands something, does it work? He said, let there be light, and there was light. Amen. He commanded this, and he commanded that, and it was so. And then what has God commanded about you? What has God commanded about you? Look at Deuteronomy 28 and 8. The Lord shall command the blessings upon you in the storehouse and in all that you set your hand unto. God said, I'll bless everything you put your hands on. I used to be the purchasing manager at Bridgestone Firestone. I'd go in there and I'd pray over that place. I'd say, I bless this place. I bless this place. One man told me one day, he was my boss, he said, you know, all you ever talk about is Jesus. He said, now you do a good job. He said, but all you ever talk about is Jesus in your spare time. I said, all you ever talk about is Carolina football and Carolina basketball. I said, I talk about Jesus because I've set my heart upon things above. I said, this place is blessed because I come in here, I put my hands on this place, and I say, God bless it. They still living on the blessings of those prayers. There were others at that prayer. I taught them to pray like that, and we'd take authority over the spirit world, and God is still blessing that plant. Glory to God. Look at verse 10. God says, and all the people of the earth shall see you, that you are called by the name of the Lord. See, God wants the world to know the difference between his people and the devil's crowd. Let me say that again. God wants the world out there to know the difference between his people and the devil's crowd. We are to be blessed. We are to have plenty. And we have all of that as a testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ. People ask me, they said, are you one of those prosperity preachers? I said, well, what do you want, a poverty preacher? I said, when I read this book and I see just how good God is, it just causes my faith to rise up, and it causes me to want to lay hold of his exceeding great and precious promises. Hallelujah. God wants us blessed. Amen. God said, you shall be plenteous in goods. Look at Deuteronomy 28 and 12. The Lord shall open unto you his good treasures. Wow. The heaven to give rain in their season, and bless all the works of your hand. And you shall lend unto nations, and you shall not borrow. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail. And you shall be above only and not beneath. Now, there are some wonderful promises right there. Those are promises from God, but I want you to notice this one little clause. This is the clincher. This is the clincher, my friends. Listen very carefully. Let me read that. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, but above only, and that shall not be beneath, if you hearken unto the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. God said, I want you to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Hallelujah. Now, I want to talk to you about the blessed man. What is he like? What kind of lifestyle does he live? Well, we got to go to the word of God to find out. Look at Psalms 1, verse 1. Some of my favorite verses in all the Bible. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I told somebody, I said, I believe God will prosper me so much if I was down to a shovel and all I had to do was dig ditches. Pretty soon I'd have me a backhoe, and a little bit later I'd have me some people hired, and I'd be doing contract work for other people, and God would bless my business because I'm blessed and highly favored of God, and God will bless everything I put my hands on. That's why I love to pray for people and put my hands on them, because I really believe that if I pray for you and place my hands on you, that the blessings of God are going to come upon you. I bless my children like that. I bless my wife like that. I bless my family like that. I bless other people like that. We have omnipotence inside of us. We have the Lord Jesus Christ living on the inside of us. We have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Our weapons are mighty through God. You are who God said you are. Go on and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to notice that the blessed man does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Let me stop right there. Let me preach a little. You're not going to have the blessings of God living outside of God's commandments and living any way that you want to. Amen. You cannot break God's laws and have the blessings of God. No, you have got to give attention to the Word of God. And you have got to seek godly counsel. When you have a problem, call an elder in the church. Call some of the pastoral staff. Call somebody that you can look at their life and say, hey, look at that. That person has been blessed. I like to look at and see people that have come in to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And I love to watch God transform their lives. And I love that because I remember how He transformed my life. Do you remember that day the nail-scarred hand touched you and you came out of darkness into the marvelous light, and all of a sudden you realize, woo, my sins are gone. I've been washed in the blood. I'm free. Praise God, I'm free. For whom the Son makes free is, I believe I just shouted. Do you get all that excited? Yes, when I think about what the Lord has done for me. Some people don't like for you to talk about the blessings of God. Amen. But I want you to notice the downward progression of sin. Now, if you've been recently saved, I want you to notice that sin, it has a downward progression. See, look at Psalms 1 and 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. See, you start out walking with the ungodly. The next thing you know, you're standing with them and you're defending their actions. And pretty soon, you sit down with the scornful and join in what they're doing. You join in their ungodly acts. You break covenant, and you've got to go back to God after you go through that terrible, terrible experience, because the Bible says, be not unequally yoked. And if you get unequally yoked in any relationship, let me tell you, you are on your way down. But if you'll look up to Jesus and say, God, I'm through with that stuff. You delivered me. I've been redeemed. I'm going to serve you with all my heart, soul, mind, body, and strength. You are on your way to the blessings of God. Amen. You know, too many people think, well, if I'm so blessed, like people say I am, why am I not being blessed? Because they walk in the counsel of the ungodly. They talk the talk of the world. They listen to the counsel of the world. They do all sorts of ungodly things. They've been born again. They've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. They've been bought with the price. They've had an experience with God, but something is missing. It is missing in their lives. They refuse to obey the commands of the Lord and to walk in the light of God's word. God said, be ye holy as I am holy. God is a holy God. He says, you are a chosen generation. He chose you. You didn't choose God. You didn't go looking for God. God came looking for you. You are chosen. You ought to just love him for that much. You're a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. A peculiar people. That you should show forth the praises of him that called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You know, today the world is so churchy and the church is so worldly. It's hard to tell the difference. I'm preaching truth now. But God has a remnant. God's always has a remnant. God has a remnant that is saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and looking for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They love God and they're through with the world. They love God more than they love worldly pleasures. Oh, help us get there, Lord. God said, the blessed man shall not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, shall not stand in the way of the sinners, and shall not sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Do you mean I got to read this Bible? Do you mean that I've got to study this book if I'm going to have all that good stuff that you're talking about? But his delight, the blessed man's delight, is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Hallelujah. If you then be risen with Christ, set your affection on things above and not upon the things of the earth. And when Christ, which is our life, shall appear, then shall you appear with him in glory. Hallelujah. That's God's promise to the man that delights in his law. Look at Psalms 1 and 1. Because this is the key that I am giving you today to living under the blessings of God. Look at Psalms 1 and 2. The blessed man, he delights in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. He meditates on the word day and night to find out what belongs to him. You see, the Bible, this book that I hold in my hand right here, this is the will of God. It's called the last will and testament, the second New Testament. It's a covenant. It's a will. It's what God has willed and purposed for your life, for my life, and for his children. Now, I want you to think about this. Now, if one of your relatives died, and you go to the reading of the will, you're not interested in all that legal talk and the sentence structure. The only thing that you're interested in is, what did they leave me? What did they leave me? Well, this Bible is God's will. Read it. You have to read the will. You have to study the will. You got to look at it very carefully, because it's a legal document in the spirit world. Legally, God has redeemed you, bought you with the blood of Jesus Christ. And everything he put in the will, it belongs to you. See, my elder brother, and your elder brother Jesus, he died and he rose again. And he's the one that's enforcing this will. So what belongs to you? Well, you need to read the Bible, because you will find out in the will what belongs to you. The blessed man, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Now look at verse 3. This is powerful. He shall be, the blessed man, woo! He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, or she doeth, Whatever you do, if you're walking in the counsel of God, God said, I'll bless you. I will bless your socks off. Hallelujah. Because you're my child. See, if whatever you do, God will breathe upon it and God will cause it to prosper because you're his. Now, you're not going to be able to get into this kind of life until three things happen in your spirit. I've already preached about part of it. You have to get interested in what belongs to you. You have to be informed, secondly. And thirdly, you have to know how to enforce your rights. See, there's a real devil, and I promise you one thing. He will fight you every step of the way and try to keep you from receiving your inheritance. That's why you've got to fight the good fight of faith. And I promise you something. If you will keep the devil in the spirit realm, you can whip him every time. Jesus did it. He just said, it is written, it is written, it is written. Oh, that's why I like that Galatians 3:13. Put it back up there, Galatians 3:13. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, for it is written. Do you see that? Cursed is every man that hangeth on a tree. He took my curse so I could be blessed. He took my poverty so I could be wealthy. He took my sickness so I could be health. God commanded his blessings upon me. God commands his blessings upon you. Tell somebody, I am blessed and highly favored of God. Say it. Make it personal. Hear yourself say it. You just got to hear yourself say it. Glory to God. The only fight that the Christian is called to fight is the good fight of faith. And they are enemies to your faith, my friends. And one of the greatest enemies you will ever face is the lack of understanding of what belongs to you as a child of God. So you have to get interested and you have to be informed, because the lack of knowledge, it leads to unbelief. But faith grows when you hear and understand the word of God. And when faith grows and you learn the power of the blood and the power of the name of Jesus and the power of the word, then you are able to enforce your rights. Now listen to the Apostle Paul. He knew something about this. Look at 1 Timothy 6:12. Apostle Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life whereunto thou art called. Now I want you to look at this. And has professed a good profession. Some translation says a good confession, a confession of faith before many witnesses. See, we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. And the first curse of the law, it was spiritual death. God told Adam, in the day that you eat of that forbidden tree, you shall surely die. Adam and Eve were permitted to eat of every tree in that garden except for the tree of the knowledge of good and of evil. The curse was to come upon them if they disobeyed God. They disobeyed God, and they were driven from the garden, and they were no longer able to eat from the tree of life. But think about this. What we lost in the first Adam, we regained in the last Adam. He's called the second man, but he's the last Adam. I want you, don't ever get that mixed up. There will never be another. When he shed his blood on Calvary, glory, hallelujah, shatari manduri ashaya, when that blood hit the ground, it spattered up and cried, it is finished. That old covenant was done away with, and Jesus opened the door to a new and a better covenant. The veil in the temple has been rent in two, and God says the blood is on the mercy seat. I see the blood of my son. I want you to come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in your time of need. Do you have a need? Go boldly in the name of Jesus. Go boldly through the blood. God has opened up his treasures to you. Glory to God. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life. The curse also includes poverty. You could say it like this. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold upon prosperity. Oh, the curse also includes sickness. You could say it like this. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold upon divine healing. See, the curse, it brought spiritual death, it brought poverty, and it brought sickness. And I'll guarantee you one thing, the devil will fight you to keep you from obtaining your inheritance. You're going to have to suit up, glory to God. You got to get interested, number one, in what belongs to you. Number two, you've got to be informed. And number three, you've got to enforce your rights. I have a lot of people, they criticize me because I preach on the blessings of God. They said, you sound so arrogant. Well, I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on God. I'm bragging on my elder brother. They criticize you when you get into this dimension. So don't think everybody will run out and hug your neck and just love you because you're preaching the word of God. They got so much religion in their head that they cannot take the word of God and rightly divide it. They can't get over what they were taught when they were taught wrong, and they get under the anointed word and they can't accept it. They say, I wasn't taught that way. I'm not talking about how you were taught. I'm talking about what God has to say about you. God loves you. God spared nothing to save your soul. And God wants you blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some people, I've had them tell me, you know, sickness is a blessing from God. God's just trying to teach you something. I say, no, God doesn't teach like that at all. God teaches us from His Word. Hallelujah. Others, they say, well, poverty is a blessing from God. And God just wants you to be poor so you can be humble. Well, I don't have any problem having the blessings of God on my life and humbling myself under the mighty hand of God so He can exalt me in due season. I know I'm nothing without Jesus Christ, but I know I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And I know you can too, because you have the blessings of God upon you. Act like it, look like it, walk like it, talk like it, be like it. Be an example to the world out there. Hallelujah. You got to be informed from the Word of God, and you got to know what belongs to you as a child of God. You know, I thought about old brother Moses. When God wanted to get Moses' attention, He set a little bush on fire. Now, that was nothing unusual about the bushes burning out there in the desert. There was something very different about this bush. It burned. And it burned, and it burned, and it burned on. Woo! That's the way I feel, like old Jeremiah. Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord. Oh, and like I hadn't preached in 2 weeks. We might be here till 6 o'clock. My God. Hallelujah. It's like a fire shut up in my bones. It burns, and it burns, and it burns. Woo! Glory! And it burns, and it burns, and it burns. Hallelujah! Go on, praise Him. Let's give Jesus a standing ovation. The fire's in this place. The fire of God is here. Hallelujah! It's burning! It's burning! Glory! Glory! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Moses looked at that bush, and Moses noticed that it didn't burn up. Look at Exodus 3 and 3. And Moses said, I will turn aside and see or investigate this great sight. And the Bible says when the Lord saw that he turned aside, that God spoke to him. God gave him a word, and God said, I want you to go, Moses, and I want you to deliver my people Israel out of Egyptian bondage. And the Bible says that when the Lord saw that he turned aside. Listen to me now. If Moses had not turned aside to investigate what was going on with that bush, God would never have spoken to him. Some people, they come to church and they hear sermon after sermon. They hear me preach. They hear Pastor Ricky preach and about the blessings of God and how you can be delivered from the devil. They say, well, I know that's true. I know God can, but I'm too busy to do all that stuff. And, well, you know, I'm getting hungry. I need to get out of this place. It's about time for me to go and eat. They never act upon the word of God. They never use their faith. And God cannot bless them. That's a powerful statement. I see them after I preach. I mean, I'll be soaking wet. They just turn and walk out the back door. Never come to the altar. Never lay their faith out there to lay hold upon that promise. This Bible belongs to you. Every promise in it. Amen. That people, they just come and go, come and go, come and go. Yet there are other people. And when you find a person like this, they say, I'm going to use my faith. You see, the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You got to seek him. He wants to be first in your life and in my life. He said, you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Glory to God. See, but when you find a person and they say, you mean I can get out of debt? You mean I can be healed in my body? Do you mean my children will come back to the Lord? Do you mean my home can be saved? Do you mean that God will restore my life? Look at me. I'm fragmented. I'm broken. That's how I came to God. That's why I can preach this stuff. Because I was broken. I was fragmented. I was down to nothing. But God, who is rich in mercy, where in his great love has loved us, while we were yet dead in sin and transgression, he has quickened us or made us alive by his Spirit. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. And God has so many other things that he wants to bestow upon you. See, when you see a person that will turn aside and talk and listen and come to get the blessings from the hand of the Lord, that person will be blessed. So number one, get interested. Number two, get informed. Okay? Then you have to learn, number three, how to enforce this thing. Now, somebody could have left you $100,000 or maybe $1 million in a will, but if you don't know anything about it, guess what? It will never do you any good. So you've got to inform yourself by searching the Word of God. Get under some good Holy Ghost anointed preaching. Get under the spout where the Spirit's poured out. Amen. Get around some people of like precious faith. Hallelujah. Don't associate with the world. Tell them about Jesus, but associate yourself with people of prayer, people that seek God, people that can speak a word into your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People need to be informed. You not only need to be interested and informed, but you've got to learn how to enforce, number three, your rights. Let me tell you, if you don't learn how to enforce the promises of God, the devil will never give one of them up. Now, let me tell you, he will not. He will not. But when he understands you know who you are, when he knows you know, then he knows he's got to go. See, I want you to know that you can enforce your rights. You have new covenant rights. You have a right to be saved. You have a right to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You have a right to divine healing. You have a right to deliverance. You have a right for your children to be saved. You have a right for all your needs met. You have a right to succeed in life. Well, I'm not succeeding. Well, put your hand in that nail-scarred hand and just walk through life saying, I'm blessed. God is for me. Who can be against me? Hallelujah. I'm the head and not the tail. I am who God said I am. Just start saying what God says and watch God work. You have rights, but you got to enforce them. The Bible says the violent take it by force. And you're going to have to enforce your covenant rights. And to do that, you have got to have a positive confession that agrees with the Word of God. Don't go out there on Facebook and post all your problems. Go out there and give some testimonies to what God has done in your life. Hallelujah. I see so much unbelief out there on that thing. My God, why don't you just get out on your knees and have a little talk with Jesus? Have a little talk with Jesus, and He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. Don't tell the world about your problem. They can't do a thing about it. Tell Jesus about it. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And He's already declared your victory. So go on, praise Him. Hallelujah. Too many people, they dig their grave with their tongue. Amen. The Bible says the power of life and death in the tongue. That means you got to confess what God confesses. It may not look like you're blessed. You may not feel like you're blessed. Others may say you're not blessed, but God says you're blessed, and you got to learn to say what God says. That's why we end our services here at Westmoreland, and I say, tell three people you're blessed and highly favored of God. We do it every time. I remember I preached the sermon in 2005. I went back to check it. 2005, blessed and highly favored of God. And I ended that service by saying, look at three people and tell them you're blessed and highly favored of God. And ever since I preached that sermon, we conclude our services here at Westmoreland by saying, look at three people and tell them you're blessed and highly favored of God. We have been making that positive confession for 15 years. Look at the faith from God's people and from others that have been released upon this place. Hallelujah. Say it. Look at somebody and tell them, you are blessed and highly favored of God. Say it again. You are blessed and highly favored of God. Tell them again. You are blessed, 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 and highly favored of God. Hallelujah. You have a right to everything that Jesus paid for in His redemptive work on the cross. You have rights, but you got to learn how to enforce those rights. Amen. Glory to God. I'll tell you, let me talk about our confession. I start out like this. I'm blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I wake up, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed, I am blessed. Why are you so blessed? I am blessed to be a blessing, blessed to be a blessing. I am blessed to be a blessing in Jesus' name. I am blessed coming in, I am blessed going out. I am blessed to be a blessing in Jesus' name. I am blessed. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed in my basket. I'm blessed in my store, because God has commanded His blessings to come on me. And God, I read it to you. God has commanded His blessings to come on you. I am who God said I am. I have what God said I have. I can do what God said I can do. And I can do all things through Christ Jesus. I confess that I am the lender, not the borrower. I confess that I am the head and not the tail. I confess that God blesses everything that I put my hands on. I find a scripture in the Word of God, and I say, yes, that belongs to me. Do you read your Bible like that? That's how you need to read it. Find the promise. Say, that belongs to me. Hallelujah. I'm healed. I'm strong. I'm delivered. My need, they're all met. Now, to confess God's Word, it simply means to agree with what God has said. And if I found this out, if I will agree with what God has said, what He said about me, what He said about my family, then it will come to pass. Hallelujah. But you've got to be interested enough to turn aside. And you got to be informed enough to know what your rights and privileges are. And you got to be able to enforce those in the name of Jesus and take what belongs to you. Now, We'll go back into the Old Testament. God told the nation of Israel, he said, I've given you the promised land. There were some that didn't believe. They died in the wilderness. There were some that believed, some desert babies. All they ever knew was the provision of God. They went into the promised land. But they had to fight for every inch of that land. God said, every promise in this book is yours. It is yes and it is amen. But you will have to fight for every promise that is in this book. Hallelujah. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold upon divine healing. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold upon prosperity. Because God has commanded his blessings to flow to you. Let us stand.
I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I wake up, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed.
Hallelujah.
I am blessed.
Glory.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Every day that I wake up, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed.
Brother Cooper Peacock, I want you and Sister Maureen to come down.
I am blessed to
Hallelujah.
Be a blessing.
This couple right here, God has blessed them, and they interested in making some investments. Invest first in the kingdom of God, and I know you will. But I'm going to pray a blessing upon you. I'm going to place a blessing. Father, I pray right now in Jesus' name that you will help this couple to agree to walk together as one. And Lord, that they will make decisions in the finance world that will bring blessings into their life. And God, that you will bless them so they can bless others. Lord, I know their hearts and I know they will. So, Lord, I just reach out and I say, be blessed.
Yes.
Be blessed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus,
Jesus
make sound decisions. Glory to God. Listen to the counsel of the godly.
Blessed.
Walk in the ways of the Lord. Sing it. I'm blessed.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Oh, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Every day that I live, I am blessed. I lay my head to rest. I am blessed.
I'm so blessed.